الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة، قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك، قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. صدق الله المولان العظيم. As a reminder, first, today is the great and auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We should address ourselves and say Marhaban bi Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Welcome this great and honorable day. Marhaban bi Sayyid al-Ayyam, the greatest day in the week. The day which is referred to in the hadith as more greater than the two Eids also. And then this for this day, one of the greatest main special ibadat is salawat durood ala nabi, that we should try and read as much durood as possible. It comes in one riwayat, a person who reads 100 times durood every day. In one it comes, one riwayat it comes for the day of Jumu'ah, and one for every day. For a day, if a person reads 100 duroods, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq, Bara'atum minan nar, that person is free from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, nifaq, is one of the dirtiest sins, one of the dirtiest, filthiest qualities, that a person is two-faced. He's not with these people, he's not with those people. He's not a Muslim and he's not a non-Muslim. He's showing two faces. When he's with the Muslims, I'm a Muslim. When he's with the other people, non-Muslims, then he behaves and carries on like them. Or a person who, when he's with the righteous, pious people, he also acts very pious. And he talks of great stories of being with the buzurgs and of what he has experienced with the pious people. But when he's with those people who are against the teachings of the buzurgs, all the things which the buzurgs, our elders, stopped us from, when he's with such people, then he's also playing the same tune with them. So anyway, it is one of the worst things. The Quran Sharif says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen will be right at the bottom pits of Jahannam. And it is explained that they will be in coffins of iron, and that iron will have been burned red hot with the heat of Jahannam, and they will be enclosed in there. What a terrible punishment. Just by reading 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will free us from this nifaq, from this hypocrisy. By the barakat of the Durood Sharif, we will become free of hypocrisy. And bara'atu minan nar, it is a guarantee. When Allah has written it, you will be free from the fire of Jahannam. We can't tolerate the flame of a matchstick, of a cigarette lighter. If just a fly is buzzing around our nose, our ear, we can't tolerate that. A mosquito bite we can't take. The fire of Jahannam, how terrible won't it be? By the barakat of 100 times a day durood, Allah will save us from Jahannam. So Allah give us the tawfiq to read every day 100 times durood. It comes also in the hadith sharif, a person who reads 100 times durood sharif every day, then Allah will raise him with the martyrs, with the shuhada on the day of qiyamah. What a great, great honor to be with the shuhada, they are those who live forever. They don't die, they are living all the time. And their rewards are so great. Just by reading 100 times durood, we get this great honor also. By reading 100 times durood sharif a day, Allah fulfills 100 of our needs. 30 in this dunya and 70 in the akhirat. We have got all so many needs. By the barakat of durood sharif, Allah will fulfill our needs here. And in akhirat, we will be very desperately in need. Here in this dunya, somebody or the other will still come to our aid, help us. Parents, friends, neighbors, whoever. But akhirat, your dearest ones will run from you. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Your dearest ones will also not want to know you. They will recognize you, but they won't be there for you. But if we read Durood Sharif, Allah will fulfill our needs when nobody else can fulfill our needs. And our greatest needs will be in the Akhirah on the day of Qiyamah. Another great, great benefit of Durood Sharif is the ulama, great, great ulama, have held lengthy discussions about the acceptance of Durood Sharif. We are here for Jumu'ah, and Allah in His infinite mercy accept our Jumu'ah, our presence, our salat, everything, namaz. But we don't know, we make so many errors. But Durood Sharif, after the lengthy discussion, our great ulama, Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah alayh, many other great ulama write, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qatta. That Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% it is accepted. So it is so easy and 100% accepted, and what great benefits. And on the day of Jumu'ah, one of the special ibadahs of the day of Jumu'ah, and when we are in Medina Sharif, is Durood Sharif. We should increase our Durood on the day of Jumu'ah. How much more? So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. This ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, remember that time. Wherever Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ, that time, that occasion when this happened, there are great lessons for you. There are great benefits for it. Ponder about that time. Like the people, nations look at their history, look at certain occasions, and they take lessons from there. So Allah has reminded us of this, and it is right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, that this could take this great lesson. Always let those lessons stay with you. Let them be in the forefront of your mind, not somewhere at the back. And we like sort of forget it, we don't think about it. But remember it. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, when Allah Ta'ala told the Malaika, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, I'm making my Khalifa, my representative on the earth, who will execute my orders, who will establish my deen, who will see that the functioning of the world goes in the right way. So I'm creating a creation for that purpose. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, my Khalifa I'm making. And the Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala, we know people get Khilafat from a Buzurg, and all think he's a pious person, he got Khilafat from that Buzurg. This is Khilafat from Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave this Khilafat. So it is a very great honor. And when a person gets Khilafat, as our Mashaykh explained, it is not a certificate of Jannah. It is not now you can do what you want to and you're going to Jannah. It is not a certificate that you are pious and righteous. But it is encouragement and it is advice for you that you become pious. By you establishing a majlis and talking about deen and telling others about deen, so that, and with the niyat and object, that deen comes alive in you, that you become righteous and pious. That is the purpose of Khilafat. Allah Ta'ala gave Khilafat, not just now that man is proud, we got Khilafat from Allah Ta'ala. Many people, in a very wrong way, they also say that we don't, those especially who are not getting Khilafat from any Buzurgs, or those who do not even have interest in this line of Tasawwuf, they say that we got Khilafat from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made Adam alayhi salam His Khalifa. We are the children of Adam alayhi salam, so we also got that Khilafat. But the Khilafat of Adam alayhi salam, just like with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave him the great honor وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ when Allah Ta'ala وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, when Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and he completed and passed that test, then Allah said, inni ja'ilun wa'idhtala Ibrahim rabbuhu bikalimatin fa'atammahun inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. What's the ayat? إني جاعلك للناس إماما. I'm making you imam of the people. I'm making you the leader of the people. So that was when he completed the test. Here also, when Adam alayhi salam completed the test, when Allah tested him about his knowledge, and he passed it, which the malaika could not do, so then he became Khalifa. Not just that he is a Khalifa, just by virtue of him being a human being, and by us being his children, we also just by default, we become Khalifas also. No, also if we have that knowledge. So Allah Ta'ala gave this great position. The malaika was surprised that they had great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Malaika cannot disobey Allah. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They 100% they are obedient of Allah Ta'ala. نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. We are engaged in your great ibadat of your tasbih and your taqdeer, of expressing your purity and your honor and your greatness. We are always engaged in your remembrance, in your dhikr, in fulfilling all your commands. We never disobey you. They thought that the basis of khilafat is that, ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know that which you do not know. That for khilafat, knowledge is required. And Allah taught, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam all the knowledge. Allah gave it to Adam alayhi salam. And when Allah tested him, he passed in his exam 100% with flying colors, which the malaika could not. They said, we don't know. We haven't got this knowledge. So knowledge is the thing by which Allah had given Adam alayhi salam khilafat fil ard. And we are yet to acquire that knowledge. And of all the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has given, the greatest knowledge is the knowledge of the Qur'an Sharif. That is the greatest knowledge. The Qur'an Sharif, it comes in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala has got more love for the Qur'an Sharif than the seven heavens, than the earth, than all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. The greatest love Allah has for Qur'an Sharif. And whoever engages in Qur'an Sharif, tilawat, learning, teaching, engaged with Qur'an Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has great love for that person also. Yeah, one very important point also we should remember. One family member yesterday spoke from India, and he said that they were young. Now, mashallah, he's an alim, he's hafiz. Alim is running a madrasa. But he said, when we were young, we were becoming hafiz. And we thought we are pious becoming hafiz. But then, by some arrangement, they went to Hardoi, where Maulana Abrarul Haqtab, Rahmatullah Ali's madrasa, which is a madrasa of piety, of righteousness. He says, then we came to realize that though we were becoming hafiz, but we were not pious. We did not have deen in our lives. We were becoming hafiz. So many of us, we should also take note of this, that just becoming an alim, just becoming a hafiz, it's not that we are righteous and we are pious and that we are accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Presently, there are many Jews and Christians who have got more thorough knowledge of our deen than what we have. But they are not even Muslims. And they have studied in order to attack Islam, according to them, to find fault in Islam. So by that, though they have got that knowledge more than what we have got, but yet they are not pious. Shaitan had knowledge of the Shariat of all the Anbiya. And not only the Shariat he had knowledge, but what we will call the fine print, the Juziyat. He had knowledge of that also. But he was accursed by Allah Ta'ala. So we must not labor under the wrong notion that just by acquiring knowledge we are pious. And because I'm a Hafiz, I'm a Qari, I'm a Maulana, I'm a Mufti, so by default I am pious. Piety is something else. When we practice on that knowledge, and if we don't, that this ilm is hujjatul laka o ali. It is a great proof for you if we practice upon it. And if we don't practice upon it, it is hujjatun ali. Allah will say, you knew and you did not practice. And when the people, many people who will go to Jannah,
And as Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palan Puri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when they will be crossing over full Sirat, they will be seeing many people who are in Jahannam. And they ask, how you landed there? Because of what you taught us and what you told us, we are in Jannah. And how come you are there? They will say, we told you, but we did not practice. We did not practice it ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa dallahu Allahu ala ilmin. And there are people whom Allah misguides with their knowledge. Allah makes their knowledge the means of their misguidance. And the Quran Sharif, yudillu bihi kathira, wa yahdi bihi kathira. The Quran Sharif, by the very token of the Quran, many people get misguided. And many get their guidance also. So when our direction is correct, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. By the token of this kitab, Allah makes nations exalted. When we fulfill the rights of the Quran, the knowledge, the practice, the propagation of the Quran, Allah exalts the nation. وَيَذَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And by the same token of the Quran Sharif, Allah humiliates, disgraces, and destroys nations also. When we throw the Quran, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Allah's Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will complain to Allah on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, my nation, my people, they threw the Quran behind their backs. They divorced themselves from the Quran as though they had nothing to do with the Quran Sharif. So we should make a lot of shukr that Allah has brought us here, and the prime object, whether we start with our studies, with fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu, whatever it is where we start, whether a child starts with alif, ba, ta, ta, it is all to reach Quran Sharif. That is the ultimate. That is the greatest kitab, the greatest knowledge that Allah has given us. All the knowledge of dunya, which is permissible, to how to build a house, how to do farming, we need cars, we need food, we need all clothes, everything we need, that is dunya's knowledge. That is permissible. It's not faraz. And the virtues which are mentioned of knowledge is not for dunya's knowledge. It is for deen's knowledge, Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, for that. And the secular education, which is, see for yourself in the dictionary, secular is that which has nothing to do with religion, which has nothing to do with spirituality, which has nothing to do with Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah does not exist in that education. Religion does not exist. In other words, atheism. So that is totally haram. Atheism, to teach and to go and learn that Allah does not exist. And when Allah does not exist, how did we come in existence? They come with a theory which is for centuries. Till today it's only a theory. It is not a fact. And we came in existence, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. We created insan fi أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. What, and how many other ayats full the Quran Sharif is? Not a theory, but a hard, solid fact that it is we who created insan. And they are just laboring in this theory all the time. And in order to try and prove the theory, the evolution of things, they try and explain. A thing was like this, it became like this, it became like that. Eventually they bring you that insan was a monkey and slowly he became a human being. Which is all their monkey business. They are monkeys themselves. Allah made human beings monkeys. But no monkey became a human being. These people with these wrong beliefs, such people, Allah made them monkeys. But no monkey became a human being. If any monkey did become, then in the history of the monkeys, till today, why hasn't another monkey also become a human being? And if that one monkey became a human being, was he a male or female? And in any case, with who did he mate? If he was one monkey, for having till today we have children, then we have a male and a female. And all this evil of the LGBT and all this homosexuality and all this filth, how can you have children from there? It's only if you have a male and a female. Two males get married, two females get married. You can't have children. So anyway, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala greatest insan and the greatest knowledge was is the Quran Sharif. And we must make shukr. Allah has collected us here, brought us here by His fadl and His karam and His kindness in order to learn Quran Sharif. And those who learn Quran Sharif, they become the most valuable in the eyes of Allah. But also, as explained, with the Quran, with the amal of the Quran, and the great, great virtues of parents wearing crowns woven with noor, and clothes which are more valuable than the whole world, all the valuable things of this world, the parents will be given such clothes to wear. In all those ahadith, it is that he learned the Quran, wa amila bima fiha. He made amal also. If we are learning Quran Sharif, we are becoming hafiz and qaris, and perhaps even alims and muftis, but we are wearing track suits, and we are wearing torn jeans and patched jeans, and we are cutting our hair in the funny fashion of these stupid animals, then the fazilat is not for such people. But fazilat is for those people, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهَا, who make amal on that, not for those who imitate animals. How can a virtue be for those people? People who are living in an animal kingdom, who are Jews of the zoos, and they are living in the zoos, those people we imitate, the fazilat is not for those people. So Allah has given us, let us realize, all the knowledge of all the heavenly kitabs, Torah, Zabur, Injil, what great, great kitabs. All that knowledge is contained in the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif's knowledge, the whole knowledge is in Surah Fatiha. What a great kitab, Allah Ta'ala. We start with Surah Fatiha. And in our namaz, the greatest praises of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given us, and there are no greater praises than what we start our salat with. Subhanakallahumma. وَبِحَمْدِكَ وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ. We take it for granted. We just read it, we fly past it. We hardly notice that we have read it. But those are the greatest praises which Allah gave us for our greatest ibadat, salat. And salat, and then Allah gave us Surah Fatiha. It is the condensation of all the kitabs which are in the Quran. And all what is in the Quran, Allah gave it to us, and Allah is giving us the honor to repeat it. It's the oft-repeated surah of the Quran. Sab'a Mathani, the seven ayat of the Surah Fatiha, which are repeated. So what great honor Allah has given us. And the closest a person comes to Allah is in salah. A person is always remembered by Allah. Allah, it is impossible that He forgets any of His creation for any split moment. And Allah's full attention is to every creation of His all the time. That is Allah, who is beyond any limit. We are limited. We can't, if we're paying attention to one thing, we can't be paying attention to another thing. But Allah Ta'ala is beyond all that. And more attention, special attention, is when we are in salat. And in salat, when we are in sajda, is the time a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah is giving us the very special attention, how rude, how terrible it is from our side that we don't pay attention to Allah. Allah is giving us His full attention, and we in our salat, we pay no attention. So Allah give us tawfiq that we pay attention to Allah. When Allah, the most merciful, the greatest, who is Aleem, Aleemum bidhati sudur, ya'lamu ma, Allah Ta'ala knows what is akhfa. Allah Ta'ala knows what is yakhfa, what is hidden, what is most hidden, Allah Ta'ala knows. And Allah Ta'ala is giving us His full attention with all that knowledge of Allah, with all that power of Allah, with all the kindness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is Aleem, Allah is Qadir, Allah Ta'ala is Haleem, Allah Ta'ala is Rahim, Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala is Sattarul Uyub, Ghaffarul Zunub, such a great being and is giving us his full attention and we pay no attention. An ordinary person, if he meets you and he is giving you, he wants to meet you, he was desperate to meet you and he came to you and you pay no attention to him. How often Allah is giving us all the attention and we pay no attention to Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Quran Sharif is the greatest knowledge. There is no knowledge that was of our deeni, all the Torah, Zabur, Injil, all dunya's knowledge, which is permissible, not secular, not what is atheism, dunya's knowledge, how to build a house, how to do farming, how to make clothes, all the things of that, all that knowledge is permissible. It is not commanded. And there is no virtue for that. It is permissible that you acquire that knowledge. But that all together cannot come to the dot of the bar of Alif Ba, that dot of it, all that together cannot come. The Quran Sharif is the most superior. Let us appreciate for what we have got here. Let us not suffer from any inferiority complex and think that university education and school education and my matric is my gateway to the world. It is the opening to the world. That is all totally false. One of our good friends, he had studied and qualified in Darul Uloom Deoband. Then he wanted to go and study in a university. He saw in his dream Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, who said to him, "You have got a bucket of milk and now you want to urinate in that milk. By this education, the secular, which is atheism, you want to now put that?" So our students especially, and Allah make the whole ummah, and the world can realize there is no knowledge there that can come anywhere near, surpass is out of the question. That will be very, very rude for us to use the word surpass, that can come anywhere near the Quran Sharif. So let us appreciate for what Allah has gathered us here, for this very great knowledge of the Quran Sharif. The hadith is the explanation of the Quran Sharif. A person, the Quran Sharif, it was impossible for us to have learned the Quran Sharif on our own. Without the Hadith Sharif and the explanation and the practical application of the Quran Sharif can only be done through the Mubarak Ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Hadith is also an explanation of the Quran Sharif. Then Allah gave us our great fiqh, and the fiqh has been, Allah reward the great fuqaha who from the Quran Sharif and Hadith made our deen and our life easy. All of a masail of wudu, they put it in one place. And they explain from Quran and Hadith what things will break your wudu. When your wudu will not break, all the masail of fasting, saum, they put it all in one place. And today it has become so easy for us. When we follow fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah, rahmatan wasi'ah, we are not following them, we are following Quran and Hadith. We are following what they have deduced from the Quran and Hadith, and they have given it to us in an easy way, prepared it for us. So the main thing is the Quran Sharif. This is the greatest knowledge. Let it settle right in the bottom of our heart, right to the top of the heart, not outside the heart, not on the top of the heart, but right at the bottom till the top, that we are here for the greatest knowledge. And Allah loves those people who are engaged with the knowledge of deen, knowledge of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. Let us appreciate it fully and make our full efforts to acquire it. Let us not be deterred by our cell phones. Let us not be deterred with contact with the home. There are those great ulama that as long as they studied, they had no contact with home also. Just they devoted. And if you give your whole self to knowledge, knowledge will give you one bit of it. Allah give us tawfiq to understand this great value and great treasure that He has given us and devote ourselves totally to it. Subhanallah.